Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate you each and every Sunday morning to join us here on the Sunday Show with LaTonya and myself. And we just finished having the ladies here from Jarvis Christian University to talk about their wonderful program. And so we're going to get into this other segment. This next segment, you know, if for those of you who may not be aware, it is April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so, as always, we want to try to keep our community informed about things that's going on here. We have in studio with us, and this is not her first time, and she's a returning champion here. We have Miss Alexis Lampkins in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning,
Alexis. It's good to have you in this morning. So let's talk a little bit about what it is that we talk about, the Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, sir. April nationally as the Child Abuse Prevention Month, where we try to bring more awareness to the community. We understand that child abuse does not occur just in the month of April.
That's correct.
However, this month is outlined to represent Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we want to bring awareness to our community, to our stakeholders, ensuring safety as well as strengthening families.
And so, you know, by of course, just highlighting this month like you do, you know, every month is something that's going on, and just giving the people the opportunity to be able to have a communication with the public about things that are, you know, going on. Listen, we know that child abuse does exist.
Yes, sir.
And it's something that could very well affect our families here.
Yes, sir.
It can affect us in many different ways, and we may know somebody who may be, you know, going through some stuff. And unfortunately, you know, it does exist, so we have to deal with that. But if there was a way for us to be able to communicate that type of behavior that we see going on, who can we get in contact with? Do you know, who do we have here that we can get in contact with in the Texarkana area if we know of any reports of possibly child abuse?
Well, if there is any allegations of child abuse, they would need to be called into the child abuse hotline, which is 1-800-482-5964.
Okay. So if there's anybody who is aware of that, we want to make sure that we bring this out. You know, it's a very serious thing because, you know, children don't need to have abuse in their life. Now, that's abuse is different from discipline.
Yes.
let's make sure we correct that.
That's correct.
Because unfortunately, sometimes child needs to be disciplined.
Yes.
But, you know, abuse is a whole lot different.
Yes.
It's a whole different area there. So we want to make sure that we do that. And, you know, as in the Miller County area, we want to bring this out to the public, so everybody know. So we're actually trying to do some things to make people aware. So what we got going on?
Yes, we have our annual child abuse fundraiser for our Bowl-a-thon, which happens every year at the Holiday Bowl. I think it's 3409 North State Line.
Yes.
You're able, and I know that I cannot bowl, but I will be participating. But there's other ways that you can. If you cannot bowl, there is an entry, $25 per bowler, $100 per team. But also, we're going to have our boxes at the front again this year. We're targeting not only just helping our children, but we also recognize that we have the families, our bio families.
Yes.
Everybody needs some support.
Absolutely.
And so we'll have our boxes at the front. We'll ask that people bring T-shirts, socks, underwear, not only for our children, but for adults as well, hygiene products. Because you can just imagine sometimes our removals occur in the middle of the night and they have nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
And so we want to be able to be a support. We also work hard with our communities with obtaining backpacks and luggage because we believe that no child should have a trash bag. And so if that occurs in the middle of the night, we immediately remove that trash bag and get them a bag and a luggage.
Okay.
I like that idea. You know, we talked earlier before the show, and I know it was very important to me. We know that this month is Child Prevention Week. I mean, month.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Everything. So April's almost over. And we need to stress that it's just not a monthly thing. This is a normal thing. So although you're doing your event this month, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that they know that they can continue to contribute to you guys on a normal basis. And is there other programs that you guys have going on other than this event that can help you all?
Yes, we continue with our Pack for a Purpose. We work very well with our community, with the Junior League, just our families within ourselves, the different agencies, the courts. And like we stated, we believe that no child should have a trash bag. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage the luggage. We encourage the backpacks to come so we can fill those backpacks. Just last month, as a team, we fed homeless individuals because we understand that people are hungry not just Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. Christmas. Absolutely. They're hungry every day.
That's right.
Yep. Child abuse right. occurs not just in the month of April. It occurs
right.
every day.
Yes.
In Miller County alone, our numbers, I have over 121 children in foster care. Mm. And so it takes all of us working together to ensure safety, to help the bio parents because they also go through trauma as well mm-hmm. and strengthen those families. So we like to send thank you cards out to our foster parents. I think that is an awesome because without them, a lot of times we're stuck in the office trying to find placement or have to do shift changes with children. Mm-hmm. If the community want to come together and just recognize foster parents, where the children need a McDonald's card or Sonic card, they can do that. Diapers, wipes, okay. bottles, those are the things that we continually need mm-hmm. each month. Mm-hmm.
So what happens, can you kind of explain the process of how your agency comes into play? Like what happens, how do the children come to you or kind of break that down?
Yes, ma'am. If there is a report, 9 times out of 10, a report is called into the hotline.
Okay.
And so of dealing with allegations of child abuse.
Okay.
Once that report, it's sent out to the correct box for the investigator to investigate.
Okay.
If they have enough evidence and there's enough evidence for child abuse for a removal to occur, then that child is removed.
Okay.
Once that child is removed, then we're notified during that process, and then we get involved to ensure that the initial health screens are completed, that the children are eating, and then we make sure that all of their needs are met.
Mm. Is this a normal occurrence?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Here in our area?
In our area.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why when I saw this, I was like, I need the community to hear this part.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Because there's things going on behind closed doors that we don't know or we
Absolutely.
Don't see. And because we don't see it does not mean anything.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And that's why it's important for you, people like you, to come and sit in our studio so they can hear this and stuff. Because we are always talking about the kids that's going
right.
to school and
right.
we see the abuse or we see the stuff, but we don't see what happens when they're taken from their parents, and there's a reason why they're taken from their parents and stuff. And so it's important that mm-hmm. your program, that we know more about it and what we can do, even if it doesn't affect us, to assist.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And if it's monetary donations, the check can be written out to the Bridge of the Gap of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Attention Foster Children.
Okay.
And that way, if it's something that the children need or a crib or clothing, then we can reach out to that community provider and obtain the assistance through that way.
Okay. Okay. And what about parents, people who are interested in being foster parents, but they go through you? Is that another system?
Well, if they're interested in being a foster parent, everychildarkansas.org
okay.
is the website to go through.
Okay.
And it has a whole bunch of information. Also, in Miller County, our adoption/resource unit supervisor, which is Ms. Gayla Griffin, she's housed actually at the Miller County DHS office, which okay. that is 3809 Airport Plaza. They're more than welcome to come there and speak with her, and she will also give them some information, but that is the website if you're interested in becoming a foster parent.
What about volunteers?
Volunteers, come on up to your local DHS office.
Okay.
If you're here in Miller, it'd be Miller County DHS office. If you're in Hempstead County, it'd be their office, Little River or Sevier, which is DeQueen.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the local office and let them know that you want to be a volunteer, and then they'll give you the appropriate packet to complete and fill out and bring back.
You being one of those people who's there and see a lot, what do you think is needed the most?
What's needed the most?
The most.
Which is quite
Truthfully.
A bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
As far as support for the family, in order for us to be able to strengthen the families, we have to come together as a community to show support.
Yeah.
Not be judgmental. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We do believe that you have to ensure safety of all children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important.
It is.
And sometimes those decisions that we have to make are very critical.
Mm-hmm.
We have to move fast.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it out of love and we do it out of support for those children as well. But I do believe, and I don't want to leave the bio family out or the grandparent or whoever we remove it from, we do believe that they also need that support.
Okay. Do you all have programs for the bio? Let's break down. Let's give that definition for the people who don't understand what a bio parent is.
Well, the bio parent, if we remove like for a mother, father, aunt, uncle, who have we removed from? But the bio parent is the mother and the father.
Okay.
And so if we remove, there are different services in the community. If it's parenting, there's Faith Assembly of God that provides a parenting course. There's also 100 Families. There's also at the DHS office, they provide services as well. If it's Medicaid, they can come there and fill out the Medicaid application, because we'd be surprised that a lot of families just do not have the insurance and they can't
right.
take care of themselves.
Right.
And
exactly.
So I'm a firm believer that before you can take care of your child, you got to be able to take care of yourself
yes.
first. And
yes.
so we want to make sure that we provide those wraparound services to those families in order for that reunification to occur.
Okay.
And listen, you can't say enough about how important that aspect is, because, you know, a lot of situations where you may find that there's a potential where there could be abuse is because there's some discrepancy in the home, you know, loss of work, whatever, maybe mental illness or whatever
yes.
is going on
yes, sir.
In the home. And so it's important that the parent also get the services that's required. So maybe you don't have to take the child away.
That's correct.
And then you can prevent the abuse of
yes.
the child, because it's always good for the parent and the child to be together.
That's true.
Okay. And so,
but
you
at
know,
this point, by the time she gets it, it's the
it's prevention. Probably already,
it's we're past
it's
the prevention because now,
yeah,
by the time
already,
they step in,
yeah,
it's already
in, yeah, in a bad
so.
Shape. So, you once you get that child and you put them in the system, you automatically try to find a foster care home for them,
yes,
so they can go ahead and continue on with their lives.
Yes.
So, I guess the question I would have is, once they do that, do they change schools? Do they change location? You know, for instance, let's say they're in Miller County here and you got a case where it takes the place. Do you move them maybe to Sevier County and then they start all over? Or do you try to find somebody here in Miller County and continue on what they already have and what they know?
Well, actually, we do our best to keep the community.
Okay.
However, yeah. I will say, because there are limited foster homes, which they're doing well trying to recruit,
mm-hmm.
But we do want to advocate hard, even this morning, on their behalf of obtaining foster homes,
mm-hmm.
because we do have to place a lot of our children outside of the county,
mm-hmm.
outside of the area. We have children in Fayetteville. We have children in Springdale. We have children in Forest City.
Mm-hmm.
And so just imagine a lot of the times the staff are on the road late because we do have to place a lot of children outside of the
mm-hmm.
county.
So to become a foster parent to assist in something like that, not people who want to be long-term foster parents, just people who like want to be able to assist and be the go-between or whatever.
Like respite care?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have that option?
Yes, that's
okay.
still the same process with, you know, going through that website with everychildarkansas.org
okay.
or seeing Miss Griffin at the DHS office.
Okay.
But we spoke a little bit about the prevention part.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to prevent, if all possible, which means we do put preventative services in place,
mm-hmm.
even if that means putting the YAP program, if we can put them in there, which is the Youth Advocate Program.
Mm-hmm.
That's an intensive in-home service. Safe care is another service that's intensive parenting service, in-home service.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to prevent removal at all costs because we do believe that the family should be together. However, there are some times where we cannot prevent a removal and we have to make sure that we ensure safety. But we do our part of trying to prevent a removal.
So it's not always a removal.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're in studio here with Alexis Lampkins. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS/JOY.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. That's 800-430-1309.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
And we are back. Big shout out to our sponsors, Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. Home Sweet Home Texarkana, your guide to ownership. If you're interested in home ownership, real estate investment, they are the people to go see. Visit them at vcoft.org, Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Hey.
And we are back with one of our guests, representing Miller County Department of Human Services. Ma'am, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm enjoying being here.
And you
with
thought
all.
You were going to just come and talk about bowling.
No,
huh?
We're not going to just let that slide.
Not with us.
No, absolutely not.
So let's go back. Let's give the attention to the Strikeout Child Abuse event. So for those who are listening, I'm sure, because I missed a few because I went out, but you probably already talked about it, but let's refresh them really quick.
Okay.
How can they have a team?
Okay, you can have a team by, if it's a single bowler, it's $25 a bowler,
okay.
Or if it's a team, it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
You make your checkout to the Bridge in the Gap of Arkansas, Attention Foster Children.
What if we don't do checks?
Well, you can bring the money.
Okay, I was about to say.
You can bring the money. If you come to the Miller County DHS office at 3809 Airport Plaza, ask for Laura Davis.
Okay.
And she will take the money and write your name down. If you want to bowl, you can fill out the entry form that I brought. The bowl-a-thon starts at 6 p.m. If you're going to bowl, you can be there at 5:15 and go ahead and get checked in so you can get your shoes, get your team together, you come up with your strategies. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
What is the last time to put together a team?
Now, we stated a, but disregard that because...
Okay. Y'all need teams.
I like to win.
Okay.
I want to bring it in. I want it to be successful for the children and family in this community. And so just call me or come to the DHS office, and I'm sure I will not have an issue with collecting what needs to be collected.
Absolutely.
We'll also be giving out trophies, first place. We'll be giving out second place, third place, worst game.
Oh, we're going to get a trophy.
Award, and we'll be giving ribbons out to the third place. So it's fun.
Okay.
We have cupcakes that went off really well. It's going to be our little posters. It's a lot of positive vibes and engagement.
Good.
A lot of the banks, the court system, the attorneys, the different businesses, Walmart. people they signing up, and it's great. Always fun. Yes. Different sororities as well as fraternities.
So we have to say, KTOY has put together a team.
Yay!
So we decided to do that this morning.
I'm happy.
None of us know how to bowl except for Ashley. So Ashley is probably going to be our superstar.
Okay.
You know? We're just doing it to support. But I'm glad that y'all have a worse team because
yes.
I like winning something.
Yes, yes.
And Mark is going to be out there.
Oh, man.
I'm
right,
looking Mark? Forward to seeing
I'm
that.
I'm going to do the best that I can.
And Dini.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Yeah. I'm going to be laughing and I'm going to be engaging, but it's an awesome thing to do. And like I stated, it does not stop here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's something that can be done every month. We're open to it. We're asking for community involvement, but also we believe that in order to get the help, we got to be the help and help somebody else as well.
Absolutely.
So if our team, if our staff can help anything you need me to do, we're able and willing to help and be a part of.
And let's say, for instance, that you have some people who may not be able to make the bowl-a-thon, but would love to make a donation or be able to help you in some way. Who can they get in contact with, or how can they make that donation?
They can come to the Miller County DHS office, ask for Laura Davis, and make that donation. Also, if they're writing a check, like I say, the Bridge in the Gap of Arkansas, Attention Foster Children, they can bring that donation there, and we can make sure that community provider receives it.
Okay.
Listen, audience, we have about 7 minutes left. If you know you're going to do a team, call us up at 903-794-1047. We want to see y'all out there with us.
That's right.
Okay, remember, this bowl-a-thon is going to be on Monday, April the 29th. So you're looking at 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's going to be at the Holiday Bowl at 3408 North State Line. Everybody know where Holiday Bowl is. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. She said be there by 5:15, so that means be prompt.
And you can eat the food. They got drinks.
That's right. They got the whole thing. Entry fee is $25, excuse me, per bowler, $100 for a team of four. Since I'm on the team of four, I figured that we'll end up splitting that cost, but who knows how that's going to go.
You want to donate?
See what I'm talking about?
You know. All right.
So now, when you have this bowling, it's going to include two games, and you're going to get the shoe rental all included into that. If you got teams, they're looking for you to have T-shirts. You don't have to necessarily do that, but they want to do that. The biggest thing about this, they're going to have boxes there to make those donations that they need, the necessities that they need. They're going to need undergarments. They're going to need hygiene products. They're going to need socks. They're going to need all those things that people need, with it unable to be able to get the things that we take for granted.
Right.
Listen, we get up every morning and we do our routines and we get ourselves together and we don't think about it because this is normal. But these folks may not be able to do that. So
that's right.
If you get that opportunity, and listen, if you don't want to bowl, not everybody is into bowling, but if you don't want to bowl, make the donation. Go by the store, get a couple of things, drop it in the box. Hey, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
I mean, can't that won't hurt.
And no, also, sir. Bowl just for fun. You don't have to know what you're doing. I don't like bowling, but this is a good cause. Is doing what
sure.
we're going to have fun with it,
yes,
or
ma'am.
Whatever. Yeah. I hope I don't piss nobody off.
Yeah.
I already know. Ashley's
going to be cussing us all out. I'm sorry. It's a gutter. I'm
going to be the only male on the team.
So you know we're going to mess with him.
It's going to be 3-1 because they're going to do everything they can to bash me the
that's
whole time
right.
while I'm there. Because that's what they just do in the studio anyway.
Oh,
I get abuse all the time. It's terrible.
And you know what I have to say? This is the first event that you'll have us out here. I mean,
yes.
It's the first event that we have agreed to do something all together. So.
And I like it. Mm-hmm.
The kids.
It's always for the kids.
Listen,
yeah.
One thing you'll find out about us here, if it's for the children, we're all in. The children needs our love and our attention
right.
and our support.
Mm-hmm.
And, although we won't see the children there, but... whatever we can do to help.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, So does the children, I have to ask this before we go though, does the children that's going that have experienced this, do they go through any kind of counseling? Do they go through any coaching and all of that
stuff? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They do.
Good. Okay. And that's good. That's really a good thing. Mm-hmm. Helping with that, you know, for sure helping them with the physical thing, but that mental
that
thing.
That mental,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah, because they got to overcome,
yes,
they got to overcome whatever issues that may be.
Yes, and trauma is real. Mental health issues.
Oh, yes.
At all ages.
Yes.
It's
real.
Is there anything that you will, else that you would like to express? Let us know that we forgot to mention or anything.
No, I think y'all done wonderful. I'm looking forward to coming back. Like I said, just not with the bowl-a-thon, just to provide other information as needed and keep our community involved, because it takes us all working together to ensure safety and strengthen families.
It does.
And we agree with you 100%. Again, we appreciate you taking the time to come in and letting the community know about these things and the programs. And listen, let's do this to have some fun.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's for a good cause.
Yes, sir.
Again, if you don't want to bowl, you're not into it, but we're telling you, go ahead and do that. But if you're not into it, bring something. Just bring something. Stop by the store.
Yes.
Pick up a pack of underwear, ladies and young boys, and bring it and just drop it in the box.
Backpacks,
anything, deodorant.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't require a lot. Yeah,
that's
all
right.
New stuff. And just bring it in and drop it in the box. If you want to see and have a good time laughing at folks.
Oh, you're going to have a good time laughing.
Yeah. You're going to have that, you know, but it should be for a good thing.
It is.
For a good cause, and it should be a good time.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate you all
for having me. I'm going to be abused, though. I want you to know that.
I'm going
to
watch.
Yeah, they're going to watch. Yeah,
I'm going to watch. I'm going to monitor.
He's used to it. Let me just say this before we close out really quick. Kudos to you and your team. I mean, I know that that's a stressful job.
Thank you.
I know you guys experience a lot of stuff, and the people in the background always go overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
So much love to you and your team. Kudos to you guys for doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And people do appreciate y'all.
Thank you. They work hard. Yeah. I appreciate them. Yeah. And like I said, it takes us all working together. So thank you for that. Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you for being in.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Now, on behalf of myself, LaTonya Michelle, and
Mark White,
and all the great and wonderful people here at Texarkana Media Center, thank you for being our listeners and for being kind enough to tune into the Sunday Show.
Remember, you're listening to KTOY 104.7, the station that cares about the quality of your life, the soul of the city.
In case you want to hear the show again, podcasts for the show and previous shows are available online at www.ktoyfm.com or Texarkana Media Center apps, KTOY.
If you want to appear on the Sunday Show, please contact myself at 903-276-1899. Remember, we keep in mind that we prefer to schedule guests a month in advance, but you give us a call or give us a text. We'll try to squeeze you in the best way we can. Today is the last day of the fair, so take an opportunity. If you hadn't been this week, jump out there and take a look at it. It's going to be a good day to do that. Listen, we love you, and we appreciate you for tuning in. As always, we hope that you join us. So please have a wonderful week.
Have an amazing week, y'all.
The Sunday Show on 104.7 KTOY has been brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show will be back next Sunday morning from 9 to 10. If you have questions about the show or would like to be a guest, call Mark White, 903-276-1899. Or LaTonya Michelle, 404-429-1863.